So we're talking about the areas where the person's body, which they touch those areas, the person has to wash his hands. And again, this natila is not a natila with a kais. You don't need a kais necessarily, and you don't need to wash three times. And you only have to wash the hand that touch. You have to wash the whole hand. See, even when you only touch with your fingers, the person still has a halacha of washing with that whole hand. And we pointed out that it means to the at least to the knuckles, and preferably the whole hand till the wrist. So the halacha says that the parts of the body which are normally covered. If a person touches those parts of the body, he has to wash his hands. So we have to define what that means, the parts of the body which are normally covered. The question, of course, being, there's different minhagim with regards to how much you cover your body. Some people only wear long sleeve shirts, some people wear short sleeve shirts. So if a person touches above the elbow, does he have to wash his hands? Now the Gemara seems to say that that's an area which is considered a place which is sweaty. The Gemara in Zawachim talks about where the Kohanim would wear the avnates. In the base of the pasuk in Yechezkel says lo yachru b'yaza, they will not put it on in a place in their body which is normally sweaty. So the Gemara says it has to be below where the elbows touch the body, because that area where the arm lays upon the body is considered an area which is sweaty, and therefore the Kohen will not wear the avnate in that place. So that's indicative of the fact that's a place which is in the body which is sweaty, which is the point we're saying that's an area which would therefore would require a netilah. The question is, let's say you live in a place where it's normal to wear short sleeve shirts. What's the status of that? So this actually is a machlokes. The Maaseh Shekel holds that in that place a person would touch above the elbow, the person does not need to wash his hands, because in that place they wear short sleeve shirts, that's considered normal. The Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. The Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. If a person touches above the area of his upper arm, he has to wash his hands. So one of the questions that always come up is putting on your tefillin. The person puts on their tefillin, as they're putting on their shayat, they're touching above the elbow, an area which according to Mishnah Berurah you have to wash your hands. So a person preferably should try and avoid not touching that area. If a person does touch on that area, a person will continue putting on his tefillin. We can rely on the opinions that's not a problem. But afterwards, he should wash that hand, that one hand which touched. Let's say he's a righty, so he puts the tefillin on his left arm. So he used his right hand touched above. A person should wash that hand before he goes to daven, because according to Mr. Brewer, that is an area which would require netilah. Have a good morning.